by Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economy. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Montana Ale Works, serving regional microbrews, locally sourced food, natural Montana burgers, and genuine hospitality. Yeah, I got that right. Also offering the Main Street Lounge, private party space for gatherings up to 20 people, located downtown East Main Street, and open daily at 4 p.m. And JTech Communication, a full-service website design and development web app and digital marketing agency, serving Bozeman for over 20 years. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And let's see. Let's jump to this one, and then I'll tell you about the weather. Okay, a little bit out of order, but I can do that. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's the Physics Bowl at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. Joe Schwemm performs at Norris Hot Springs. K-Pills is at Scissor Bill's. Cowardly Custard is at The Verge. The GYG Spring Fling with www.twang is at the Gallatin Gateway Inn. The play, The Realistic Joneses, is at the Rialto. Close to Toast is at the Eagles, The Little Mermaid is at the Emerson, Tom Murphy plays at the Baxter, and Moth and Yak Attack play at the Filler. In Livingston, Dave Brinker and Jason Wickens are having album release celebrations at the Attic. Ticket Sauce plays at the Murray, and 10 Years Gone is at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Jack Medcalf, Either Or, is the exhibit at the Holter. Yaba Griffiths plays at 10 Mile Creek Brewery, and Quinca and the Rainbow Girls perform at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, and a quick look at the weather. It's really nice today. Really, really nice. T-shirt weather, in fact, which is a pleasant change, so I think we might be getting some weather tomorrow. Let me take a look. Today, partly sunny. Tonight, clear. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Low of 29 overnight Saturday. Maybe the weather isn't coming until Monday, Tuesday, something like that. Anyway, it's nice. Something to enjoy. And, yes, it's transitional, though. Expect some more wet snow or solid rain, whatever you want to call it, this time of year. But it's been nice. Lawn's green. Lots of snow in the mountains. It looks really good around the state. This part of the state. Did a tour. Was up in Missoula last weekend, and it was still pretty nice up there. They get spring a little earlier than us, but not half bad. Okay, I do have a show. And before I continue, I want to once again thank everybody who generously contributed to the Friday afternoon show 2 weeks ago and to KGLT. I think we had a record-setting year. Everybody's really, really happy. Oh, yeah, it says $210,000. And that was yesterday or 2 days ago. So it's going up and up and up. That's an important thing for radio like this, independent community radio. As you know, the media can be controlled, and we'd like to just keep it free and easy, let the way it's been continue on, and just make it better and better every year. And this whole new generation of people coming up here and working, and that's good. That means KGLT will continue. And you can all don't forget, no matter how young or old you are, or 18 or over, you can do a show. We have a class, and I can't emphasize that enough, because once in a while somebody says, well, I could do that better. But mostly people were really nice and said that was really good. We enjoy that radio station. So I'll try to make it enjoyable today. Having the month-long gap because of the fun drive show always makes the first one back a little more exciting. So let's see.
somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never
needed anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Won't you please, please help me?
Now
my life has changed in oh so many ways.
My independence
seems to vanish in the haze.
But
every now and then I feel so insecure.
I know that I
just need your light.
I've never done before.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Back on the ground,
won't you please, please help me?
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I've
changed my mind,
I'll open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
And I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Won't you please, please help me?
Help me,
help me.
I went away from home. I'm sick and tired of being alone. There ain't no
That's The Who live at the Young Vic. 71, I think that's when they did those shows. They did a series of shows, free to the public, and they were recorded, and it was the basis for Lifehouse, which never really happened. It's still one of those works in progress. We did get a Lifehouse box set of demos, but they've never really assembled all the songs that might have been there, what Pete really wanted, because he's updated it for the Lifehouse Chronicles, a little sampler they put out. It was a good idea, just bigger than anybody could quite grasp. But it was a lot of good songs, and they distilled it down to what we know as Who's Next, parts of it anyway. Okay, good enough. Now, what was that? We heard some other good things, I think. I tried to play some good records. Sorry, our brother Jack McDuff, the Dynamic Jack McDuff album, doing the theme from The Carpetbaggers. Some nice Hammond, Wailing Hammond. Great record. I picked that up in, I'm going to say Missoula. I was up at your candy last Saturday morning. Saw John Fleming and dug through a lot of records, and picked out a few. These days, my needs are simple, and I bought some pretty obscure stuff, trying to fill some gaps in my collection. And you might hear some more of them today. I didn't bring them all up, but I grabbed some. We heard the Beatles from Help. The Kinks from their fabulous album, Kink Controversy. You heard Gotta Get the First Plane Home. And the Byrds, and that's the English Byrds, not with a Y, with an I. And the guitar player that you might know, his name is Ron Wood. Did well with the Rolling Stones and such. They did a few singles, never did an album until a few years ago when they compiled singles and demos and stuff. And it's all good, that good rockin' sound. And that got us to 3:22, where I'm going to stop and say good afternoon. Good to be back here in a more relaxed atmosphere. I really love doing Fun Drive now. We're talking about that. In the old days, it was really just painful because we didn't have much to offer, and people just hadn't quite grasped the idea of KGLT and contributing money to KGLT in the way they do now. But I had a good time with the Kehoe family and Cord. We did well on the Friday, and it was really fun. I've got the format worked out. I bring a box of singles and sort of direct and let everybody else do the heavy lifting, and they do it well. They do it much better than me. And the band Replacements, their live album was our big breadwinner this year. So there you go. This 3 o'clock hour is Unwritten Apart this week by Cactus Records, celebrating Record Store Day Saturday, April 21st, featuring live in-store performances all day and exclusive music releases. They're located at 29 West Main Street in Bozeman, on Facebook at Cactus Bozeman. Yeah, that sounds fun. Oh, always a good thing. Buy more records. I don't have enough yet. I'm sure of that. I don't. I'm working on it, but until I run out of room.
On Tuesday, April 24th, Montana Aleworks presents a beer, spirits, and appetizer buffet in honor of KGLT. Celebrate KGLT's 50th anniversary with great local brews, spirits, and delicious appetizers. The event starts at 6 p.m. with proceeds to benefit KGLT. Seating is available by phone at 994-6484.
Hey, yeah, if you haven't got a ticket for that, come join us. It's fun. I'm going to be there. Good chance to meet KGLT DJs and circulate and see who the faces behind the voices are, if you don't know already. Plus, the spread they put out is spectacular. Spectacular. So I'm counting on good weather Tuesday so I can walk down there, because I live just a little ways away. Can I continue? Yeah, I think so. I got more stuff. Since I didn't do a proper show 2 weeks ago, I put everything away, which is a big project, and I actually got some records put away that I didn't think would fit on the shelves, and started fresh with this show. So who knows what will happen. some noisy music. That's Pink Floyd from their third album, a soundtrack album for a movie called More. You heard the Nile song, and that's a heavy one. Ah, heard Sunset Valley right before that from their album Boy Scout Superhero, Jackass Crusher. And where's Jason these days? Jason Weiner. Herman Jolly. I'm sorry, I gave away his real name. Phew, he's going to get after me for that. Herman Jolly. They're a local band for a while at Sunset Valley and the Related. But I think he's gone acoustic again, solo, out in Portland. I haven't seen him for a while, a couple years. Hopefully they'll be out this summer again. From Melbourne, Australia, here at Sand Pebbles, from the album Ghost Transmissions, The Big Left, and start off with Gumball from an EP called Wisconsin Hayride, doing Butterfly Potion. 3:41, quick stop here to tell you this, and then I can play the songs I want to play next.
On Monday, April 23rd, the MSU Band and Brass Ensembles presents A Night at the Circus in Reynolds Recital Hall. The University Band, Gallatin Trumpet Guild, MSU Low Brass Ensemble and Horn Choirs, and the Instinct and Bridger Brass Quintets will all perform. Works include Circus Overture by William Schumann and Clowns by Philip Parker. The concert is free and open to the public. A Night at the Circus, 7:30 p.m., Monday, April 23rd, in Reynolds Recital Hall at MSU Bozeman.
One of my earliest memories from my childhood, I was just coming up on 3 years old. I was in Laramie, Wyoming, and went to the circus with aunts and uncles and cousins, and the clowns scared me to death. A lot of firecrackers and stuff, too, but scary clowns. And then much later, probably 15 years ago or so, we were in Calgary, Canada for something called the Boat and Trailer Show, a little punk rock garage music fest. Really nice one, actually. And we all stayed at a hotel right across the street from the venue. And lo and behold, taking place at the same hotel was a clown convention. That was scary. And no offense to anybody who is a clown, but I wonder if there'll be any clowns at this show. Not Coulter. I'd put a red nose on him. He'd play the part, put on the nose and it grows. Squeeze the wheeze. Continue on. This one's for my friend Jack Rabbit.
When a sky full of tears is threatening to fall, don't stand in the way. Come inside, close the door. The sky will clear again after the rain, after the rain. When the clouds overhead want to capture your heart, let them know you are strong. You will not be caught. Always knows. sometimes forget.
Oh, Thank you.
I love this. I could play any music I want. So I play a lot of records I like a lot. Started off with Comside Angels, their third studio album, you heard. After the Rain from Fiction. Echo and the Bunnymen from their second album.